yung sacrifices ba na ine-exert, eh parang binibigay nila, yung sacrifices mismo sa sarili nila na. Pero yung mismong sacrifice na yung ipapahinga mo na lang, pero dahil Call of Duty, papasok ka. So, that's very noble of them. Kasi hindi lahat kaya magsakripisyo. Hindi lahat kaya maging selfless.
Thinking of having your own podcast? Check out Anchor.fm. It's the easiest way to make one, and it's what I use for my podcast. What is life like for a military family? Hello, troopers. Welcome to the Afterthought on the Military Family Podcast, where you will hear stories straight from a military wife. I am your host, Mommy Ridge. Excited to explore adventures as a military family? Let's get started.
As you all know, I am a proud military spouse, and with all of what military spouses all over the world go through in our daily lives, it is such a relief to be talking to another beautiful, smart, and super fun to talk to. It's really a sigh of relief for having this episode with another military spouse who can relate sa ganitong klaseng buhay that we have. I'd like to introduce to you a rising podcast manager. Of course, another very proud military spouse, a mama to be, an all-around host, a workout bunny. Of course, nako ha, meron pa siya talagang talent as a voiceover. And also, an aspiring podcaster in the future. Let's give our salute to Mrs. Krish Richards.
Oh, hi everyone. Thank you for that wonderful pasabog na introduction. And of course, thank you, Mommy Ridge, for inviting me to your show. This has been an honor, both an honor and a privilege to be in this show, to be able to share our stories. You know, we may have different stories and circumstances.
Krish and I, we have not met in person. Paano ba tayo nagkakilala? Krish.
I joined actually the version or the batch 2 mm-hmm. of the Value Pod Bootcamp. And that's where I met you.
Yes. Na
actually, ang unang nag-intro sa akin with you is si Chang Eloy tsaka si Ate Se.
Mm-hmm.
In one of our coaching sessions, hindi pa kita kilala nun, wala pa tayong as in na parang interaction. They right. said that, oh Krish, meron tayong kasama dito sa bootcamp. She's also a Navy wife. So mm-hmm. parang sabi ko, oh, that's interesting. Tapos during that time, nakatira ako dito sa Pasay, sa US Embassy Seafront Compound. Doon ako nakatira. Tapos nung nalaman ko na naging employee ka doon, so sabi ko, oh, grabe, grabe small world. Eh, nasa Guam ka na noon eh, di ba?
That's
so
right.
That's or how I met you.
Krish and I, we have not met in person, but it seems like we have a lot na parang similarities because of having this kind of life. And we're gonna unravel more about her experiences through this episode. So, how did the two of you meet?
It was actually in, I think, March 2019. He got stationed in the Philippines in February 2019.
Okay.
So imagine, parang second or third week ng February siya dumating sa Pilipinas. Tapos first week ng March or second week ng March, nag-date na kami. So technically, I swiped right for Mr. Right.
Ayun. Ang
so, we met on Tinder, via Tinder. I wasn't expecting that it would become too serious mm-hmm. to the point na talagang I would have to move to a country na wala akong kilala, wala akong kamag-anak. So,
I know. Eh, kumbaga, hindi mo pa yun naiisip eh. Parang when wala. You were at the dating stage, dating lang, mm-hmm. di ba? Parang ito lang, I'm gonna get to know you more.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us naman ganun, parang we would never really foresee our future na kapag ito, tapos may iisip mo na, ah, mag-abroad ako, ah, titira ako sa iba't ibang bansa. Hindi mm-hmm. ganun, di ba, Krish? Okay, so, na-mention mo kanina that you lived in Seafront. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, you lived in Seafront, pero hindi pa kayo married, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you were yeah. together. What is your husband's first name?
Jordan.
Jordan, okay. So, magkasama na kayo ni Jordan as yes. parang nag-live-in kayo in Seafront. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Gaano na kayo katagal ni Jordan together before you got married? military?
We were exclusively dating, I think, for 2 years before we got married. We were supposed to get married earlier nga eh, but we had to expedite paperwork to align with my husband's current command. Of course, you're also aware of this, you know, in the military, every move a service member does should be made known by their command. So all
true.
The military spouses are listening right now to this episode would be able to relate to that, would resonate to that. Kasi technically, ang mga spouses natin, pag-aari sila ng Navy, pag-aari sila ng kung anumang branch of forces, sila nabibilang. So, ayun.
That is true. Parang ang nangyari talaga, sila yung magulang nitong mga asawa
yes.
natin. They would always need to, if hindi man seek permission, kailangan aware, kailangan mm-hmm. alam ng kanilang command every move that they do. Even if they file for their leaves, for example, if they decide to take a vacation in a different country. Knowing na you were taking things seriously with Jordan mm-hmm. already. You were together physically for 2 years before you got
yes.
married and before you moved there. You are mm-hmm. now in the US, correct, Krish?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm in California.
You are now in California. Okay. Ano klase ka bang partner? When you were still boyfriend and girlfriend, ikaw ba yung medyo clingy partner na hindi kailangan lagi ko nakikita, nahahawakan at nayayakap itong aking mahal sa buhay na si Jordan? Or like in your previous relationships or sa mga past experiences mo, na observe mo na ba sa sarili mo na hindi. Kaya ko naman kahit independent ako eh. So, kaya ko kahit wala yung partner ko around. What type of partner are you?
I think with our pre-marriage counseling seminar before we got married, we discovered that we have the same secondary language of love. Very different kami ng primary. Which is quality time. We have the same secondary language of love. Very different kami yung sa primary. Sa akin, acts of service and his was physical touch and affection. So, technically, for us to be able to fill up our love tank, we prefer talaga to be physically present. Knowing naman the military, there will always be a time that you would have to really let go and accept that sometimes you won't be able to be with your spouse forever, as in yung everyday or something. So,
yeah.
With the question naman, was distance ever an issue for me? Sa akin, hindi. Kasi I know that we have dated for 2 years before we got married and I know that we have built this strong relationship. But since my husband's primary language of love is physical touch, and with how clingy he is, I think issue sa kanya yon.
So dapat pala si Jordan ang tatanungin ko. Jordan, mm-hmm. ikaw ba yung clingy? Kasagot siya, yes, I am.
Okay. Siya talaga yung was clingy.
Now that you've mentioned that, Krish, it's very important talaga for partners, well, not just military, like partners or couples in the military. I guess every couple naman in general. But it helps sa military, kapag alam nyo pareho ng partner mo, what is your partner's love language?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi it helps sustain, hindi lang yung love eh, pero yung respect and trust.
Mm-hmm.
Lalo na sa sitwasyon natin na yun nga, yung sinabi mo nga, na malaki yung chances talaga na hindi natin sila makakasama.
Yes.
It may be forever or until, hanggat nasa service sila.
Until they are, you know, committed and kasi they took an oath eh, di ba?
Exactly. Though of course, natutuwa ako sa inyo ni Jordan kasi you've moved there in the States, you're together, na-meet mm-hmm. nyo pa din yung love tank at nafufull nyo yung love tank nyo. Kasi hindi pa kayo magkahiwalay ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, nakakatuwa lang. I'm very, very happy for you and Jordan talaga that you're starting this military life as a couple and yet you are physically together. That means
yes.
a lot. Okay, medyo babalik lang ako ng kaunti. Nung na-meet mo siya sa dating site,
yes.
Dating app na Tinder,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sure during that course of conversation you had with him, nabanggit na ba niya na nasa military siya?
Actually, no. He just said that he's working with parang freight and logistics yata. So parang sa akin, okay. From parang private company and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
on our first date, that's when he finally said that, okay, by the way, I'm in the military. That's the reason why I can't go to far away places. I have to make sure that, taga QC ako noon. So ang lola mo, sa kagandahan at kang gustuhang magka-jowa at magka-love life, nagdumayo pa ako ng MOA.
Kasi yung Pasay.
Dun, sa Pasay, hindi kasi siya pwedeng dumayo, di ba?
Yes, yes.
So, ako na yung nag-adjust. Gandang-ganda talaga. So,
ang haba ng hair ni Jordan.
Ang haba ng hair niya kahit kalbo siya, ha? So, nagkita kami. Tapos sinabi niya naman sa akin yung totoo. He was honest about it and he said that's the main reason why he can't go to places that far.
Mm-hmm.
So, medyo nagka-idea na ako noon nung nag-first date kami. Kaya lang, ang ano ko kasi is, ang unfair lang, kasi ako, sinabi ko sa kanya yung lahat. Siya, meron siyang inumit na detail, which is, I understand that it's part of, you know, operation security and stuff. It's always gonna be part of our military life naman.
That's so true. But when you heard about it, when he told you on your first date na, by the way, I am part of the military, I'm a US Navy, what did you feel? Like, did it bother you? Did you have any connotation of what the usual issues are kapag military person yung dinidate?
Yes and no. Okay. Siguro. Kasi yes, because my maternal grandfather was also a lieutenant in the Philippine Army. Okay. He also happens to be a Korean War veteran. So yes,
wow.
I'm totally okay with that. But no, in the sense that my previous relationship was also with a military service member.
Ayun naman pala eh.
It did not go well. It did not go well. So, kaya sabi ko sa kanya when he finally said that he's an active duty service member, I told him that's very unfair because I told you that I just came from a bad breakup from a previous relationship with another service member. Para sa akin, nagulat ako kasi sabi ko, oh my God, this is just gonna be another bad breakup. Eh, it took me 1 year bago ako naka-move on. Kumakit-akit pa ako ng Sagada, nag-surfing-surfing pa ako. Para
it's so searching ka talaga.
Yes! Hinala ko yung sarili ko talaga.
Okay, if I may just ask, CX, US service ano rin?
Mm-hmm.
Person din. Oh.
Pero different branch. Hindi, Army naman.
Army. Alam mo, Krish, wala. Kambal to ko talaga tayo. Ngayon ko lang ito i-reveal sa episode
bakit?
Na ito.
Bakit?
Kasi may hindi ako sa long-distance relationship. Hindi ko rin
na-reveal
kung bakit. My ex was, for 3 years, was a US Marine naman.
Oh my God.
Oo.
Alam mo, pinagtagpo tayo ng tadhana. si Ma'am Shilin yung dapat natin isisihin dito sa ano natin, pagkakatagpo natin.
Si Ma'am Shilin at ang value pod, sila Chang Eloy at si Chang Seth talaga.
True. That's so
but
true.
Yeah, it didn't work out then, obviously. Nag-propose pa yun, ha? Pero,
oh my God, same. Nasa akin yung army ring niya hanggang ngayon. Sabi ko nga sa husband ko, eh, hindi ko alam kung itatapon ko ba to, isasangla ko or what? Kasi iniwan niya sa akin yung army ring niya. Sabi niya, this is my promise to you that the next time I come home, we'll get married. Kaso yun nga, it did not go well kasi I just realized, coming back from your statement a while ago, na sabi mo kaya kayo nag-work kasi nga, you have a very open communication with your husband.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So ako kasi, wala akong ganun dun sa previous ko. So sa akin talaga, may bad blood talaga sa akin yung long distance.
Hirap talaga ang long distance relationship pag wala talagang literal na communication, open communication. It's hard to manage, it's hard to keep it going. But but now nakita mo naman ang talagang itinadhana pala sa iyo, swak na swak.
Ganda.
Oh, di ba? Okay, so nakakatuwa namang malaman, ayan na nga na swak dun sa pangangailangan mo, nakatulong ang pag-akyat mo ng Sagada, masasabi ko yan.
True.
Siguro lang din nabanggit din kasi sa akin to ni Gary, my husband. Mm-hmm. Tinanong ko sa kanya if he had difficulty letting me know at the time that we were dating na nasa military siya. So I wanted to know that side. So I go, nahirapan ka bang sabihin sa akin na nasa military ka? Mm-hmm. And then sabi niya, well, in general daw, oo. Mm-hmm. So tell us, how was your experience of your very first PCS?
Ayan. So siguro, para lang din may idea yung mga tao. Kasi for those na non-military or would not be aware of the term PCS, PCS is a permanent change in station, in duty station. Yung experience ko with our first PCS, of course, we're coming from Manila, tapos transfer kami sa California.
Yeah.
But before that, in between of that process, my husband had to go to Mississippi for a combat training. So
for how long? How long should
for 1 month? For 1 month.
One month.
Yes, it was very, very challenging. There's a lot of moving pieces, literally and figuratively. We needed to track our household goods. I know you're very aware of that.
Yes.
And we also needed to make sure that the housing situation in our new command will be taken care of. So aside from that, yun nga nabanggit ko kanina, my husband had to attend the combat training for a month before we actually PCS. So that means while he's still in training, I had to go to my in-laws, meet them for the first time without my husband.
Without your husband!
Without my husband. So it was very, very hard at first because I had to, you know, in our term in the Filipino culture, we call it pakikisama.
Yes.
That you had to somehow, you know, fit in and blend with them. Thankfully, my in-laws naman welcomed me and treated me like a real family, even if they just met me. So parang, sino ba to? Bigla na lang pumunta sa bahay namin and stuff.
Right.
I stayed with my sister-in-law's family for a month before kami nag-cross-country trip for 3 days from Indiana to California.
Nice. So, inikot ka talaga nila.
Yes. As a new immigrant dito sa United States, I also had to adjust to the weather, time zone, homesickness. Tapos, hindi namin alam na pregnant na pala ako when I flew from Manila to the US.
Ayan na nga.
Diba? Nakahabol pa ng made in the Philippines.
My goodness, Chris. Yung packing and yung, diba yung going, like you're gonna be far away from your own family.
Yes.
At yung hormones mo acting up because you didn't know you were pregnant na pala. Tell us about it. Anong roller coaster of emotions ang gumaganap kay Chris Richards ng mga panahon na yun?
It was very difficult for me because like you said, I was having trouble with adjusting to the new sleeping schedule, to the new time zone. Mm-hmm. Tapos, syempre, I am with new people basically. Kahit sabihin mong in-laws ko na sila and realistically, di ba, syempre tatanggapin naman nila ako for what, you know, for how bad I will feel kasi nga alam na rin naman nila na pregnant ako. But the odd thing about that is I also want to get to know them. Kaso ang problema ko, I was always nauseous. Even nung nandun ako sa in-laws ko, sa sister-in-law ko, I was always like dizzy every day. And then I wouldn't have time to go out. So it's really mind over matter and it takes a lot of mental strength to do it. Talagang hindi ko alam saan ako. Paano ko siya na-survive? Pero every day talaga akong nadudual during that time. So, crazy.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Ganyan din ako during my pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Na-survive. And yes, it's part and parcel of, you know, the pregnancy journey. My goodness. Walang bakas na nahihirapan ka, Krish. You are very blooming. Blooming na buntis ang Mrs. Richard. So, kailangan lang talaga keep yourself healthy. Matulog ng matulog, sabi nga nila. And active.
Yes.
My next question would be, did you have like a sit-down conversation with Jordan about, okay, Krish, this is what you need to expect. This is what's gonna happen. This is how the military life is. Can you tell us more about that?
Before I moved in with him, medyo struggle siya kasi aside from I have to adjust to the military life kasi very strict talagang military life eh. So when it comes to discussing naman with Jordan, we talk about it every day. Talagang pinag-uusapan namin na this is difficult, this is not fun, but this is worth it. Especially now that we are expecting, we have already created game plans. We have also started getting to know our community. I personally go to the local military based church every Sunday and then also I do some lecturing and commentators and stuff like that. So we also attend events consistently with military families in the area para magkaroon kami ng friends. Although my husband will not be deployed this year, pero he might be next year. So definitely I've already preparing na rin kasi syempre when I give birth, it's just gonna be me and the baby. We are doing our preparations very early. We plan A, B, and C na kami. So siguro what I learned from being a military spouse, it is very, very important for us to have a very flexible outlook in life. You always have to be ready and you have to be okay with changes.
This podcast is powered by Anchor.fm. Making a podcast is free and easy with Anchor.fm.
kung naging Girl Scout ka nung bata ka, magigets mo to, Ate Reg or Mami Reg.
Yes.
We have this funny term in Filipino that when you are someone who prepares a lot, when you're someone who is always ready, ang tawag nila sa'yo, Girl Scout ka.
Yes.
Yung anak ang handa, diba? When someone calls you that you are a Girl Scout, it means they see you as someone who is always ready.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in military life, you have no choice but to be ready. Kasi walang permanent na aspect ng buhay mo. Yung relationship nyo lang talaga yung permanent. Pero every other aspect, your location, mm-hmm. your friends, yung weather, time zone, hindi yan permanent.
That so is yun. True. That is very well said, Krish. Totoong totoo. Lahat ng sinabi mo are all facts of what we military spouses encounter daily.
Alam
mo, is it your first time in the U.S.?
This is my first time in the U.S. The previous countries I've been to are all Asian countries. So this is my first time really like going out of my way and like going to really another continent. Sabi nga nila, we do it not for love, but we do it from love.
Yes. Ay, gusto ko yun. What do you think are the challenges that you have right now as a military spouse? And alin naman yung parts na rewarding naman sa tingin mo?
For me, the challenging part would be, kasi since control freak ako ever since, I like to plan, I like to prepare, I'm very organized with my schedule. Siguro yun yung challenging part for me would be dealing with the changes. Sudden change of plans, the waiting, realignment kung anong next steps,
right.
adjustments from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
So, pero for me, that's also gonna be the rewarding part. Kasi in knowing that despite all of the changes, I know I have my husband, I know I have someone to share this very difficult life with. The military life, it's not a joke. It's really something that not everyone can, you know, can handle. Someone, that's where I find comfort. I know that there will always be someone who may have a very complicated lifestyle, who also probably struggles in a very strict work environment.
Right.
There for me, I will not have it any other way. I see it like an adventure, a treasure hunt, and a roller coaster ride all in one, because I know that what we share, hindi lang siya love, it's not just love, it's not just infatuation or any other flaky emotions that will pass by.
Right.
Being married to a service member is a choice that we choose every day, not just me but also you. It's a choice that we choose every day, and it's a lifelong commitment na not everyone has the strength to fulfill.
I know.
So ayun, last thing, may ano lang ako, may good reference lang ako that I always remember whenever I, kasi syempre we're all just humans, syempre minsan na shake din tayo ng mga things that are under control. I would like to take a good reference from this African proverb that says, when the roots are deep, there is no reason to fear the wind. Kung alam mo na yung relationship nyo ay ang ugat nun ay very strong, kumbaga sa puno, kapag ka talagang
yung foundation, matibay, matatag
yung foundation, you know, there is no reason to fear the wind.
That is true. Kasi hindi talaga siya matatanggal, di ba? Hindi ma-uproot mataw.
Yes.
Hindi siya
matatanggal.
I love that. Nako ha, marami akong natututunan sa'yo, Krish. Siguro yan yung mga realizations na hindi ko nare-realize din. Not until I get to talk to another military spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very, very happy to hear that from you, because it's true. It is true that at the end of the day, very first, you need to accept your situation.
Yes.
Kasi not until acceptance has happened in your system na ito na talaga yung magiging buhay ko.
Yes.
May posibilidad na one day, hindi ko na makikita yung asawa ko.
Yes.
May posibilidad na one day, ako na lang ang magpapalaki sa mga anak namin.
That's very true.
Diba? Or kung babalik man siya, there is a possibility na disabled na siya.
He will not be the same person. Yes.
He will totally be a different person.
Yes.
And you have to be ready for that and accept that beforehand. Diba? Yan yung parang, this is not really overthinking, but you really just have to accept the fact that being in the military, it's not just your partners who are service people that put their one foot, yung sinasabi nila na nilalagay mo na sa hukay.
Yes.
Yung isang paa mo, di ba? Kasama din tayo. Kasi parang, pagka nangyari yun, tayo na yung next in line na magiging responsible sa ating mga families. That is really, kumbaga parang an experience Mm-hmm. Na like what you've said, it is a challenge at the same time, it is also rewarding. Ibang klase ang pagiging military spouse or ang pagkakaroon ng isang service person sa family. I'm sure your in-laws, I don't know if you had a talk with them, how did they take it when Jordan decided to join the service?
Mm-hmm.
Though alam ko naman sa mga Americans, sanay sila na magiging independent talaga yung mga anak nila.
Yes.
They're very
patriotic about it. That if actually it's very contrary to our close-knit family ties type of culture in the Philippines sa atin, di ba mag-aalala? Yes. Parang sobrang mag-worry yung parents. Pero sa kanila, the moment that their sons and daughters have entered the military, they have already accepted that possibility.
And they're proud.
And they're always thinking that our son or our daughter is a hero. He is doing something, or he is doing his military service for our country. So they have accepted that. It's very different sa ating mga Pilipino. Sa ating mga Pilipino kasi sobrang iba yung attachment natin eh. Sa kanila, if what your son or daughter is doing parang a noble thing for your country, they will let go.
I agree. That is so true. Yan din yung, well, siguro one difference na meron tayo. Jordan is really a pure American kasi.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, my husband, is a Filipino. Phil-am siya.
Yes.
Pero when I ask, and if you're gonna listen to this episode, that was, I think, episode 2 yun, and I guess it's my husband. When I ask him what inspired him to join the service, it's to honor and to pay tribute to the US. Kasi in-adopt siya. Dahil inampun mo ko dito sa bansa mo, sa bahay mo, ako naman, magbabalik tanaw ako sa pag-accept mo sa akin.
Mm.
So ito, mag-serve ako sa military para ipagtanggol ka.
Yes.
Alam mo yung parang sa akin, may ganung effect talaga yung pagiging patriotic sa atin kasi parang hindi siya ganun ka-big deal eh sa Philippines.
Totoo.
Or let's say, big deal siya sa iilang individual pero hindi mo maririnig talaga sa karamihan yung pag-honor nila sa mga nagsiserve sa atin. Hindi kagaya dyan sa US.
Pero alam mo, na-experience ko pa, it just so happened na kasi my husband had to take me to my OB. Tapos, okay, wala na siyang time magpalit ng uniform. So, naka-camouflage siya. We went to Walmart to buy some stuff. Tapos, we were walking in the parking lot. Alam mo, there are people from far away really calling him, shouting at the top of their voice, saying like, "Hey sir, thank you for your service." Or talagang every person who passes by, even if they're in a car, regardless, they're walking, they would really like be thankful and be grateful, express their gratitude. May nga nag-handshake, tapos may iba na talagang nilalapitan siya, tapos sinasabihan siya na thank you very much for your service or something. For me to see that, na hindi ko siya na-experience sa Philippines, kasi nga, diba, parang it's a detachment, wala namang military base doon. Pero yung na-experience ko dito, I felt really grounded and proud. Na sabi ko, parang yung pinagdadaanan namin, feeling ko it's something worthwhile.
Tayo din, bilang mga asawa, when we get to see that, mas nadadagdagan yung pakiramdam na, ay, nakaka-proud yung ganito na asawa ako nitong person na to, na talagang he chose to serve the country. And these people that we don't even know, random people, they would just go up front and show their appreciation. Diba? Nakaka-uplift talaga ng soul. At I'm sure masarap sa pakiramdam yung ganun si Jordan, si Gary, and all other service people na kapag ka yung mga pasimpleng thank you, ang laking bagay sa kanila, no?
That's very
kasi
true.
Kasi yung service na yan, kapalit buhay.
Mm-hmm.
Oras na mawawala sa family.
Yung sacrifices ba na ina-exert, parang binibigay nila, yung sacrifices mismo sa sarili nila na. Pero yung mismong sacrifice na yung ipapahinga mo na lang, pero dahil call of duty, papasok ka. So, that's very noble of them. Kasi hindi lahat kaya mag-sakripisyo. Hindi lahat kaya maging selfless.
Yes, kaya talagang chosen lang eh. It's a very small percentage of individuals who qualify to be part of the service eh. Sobrang kakaunti lang. Kasi hindi talaga lahat kayang gawin yun, yung pagiging selfless. So I agree with you on that part. Okay, so meron ka pa bang advice to other military spouses out there that will probably, you know, will listen to our episode? What is your advice to them?
Siguro sa akin para ano lang din, para very straightforward. I only have two advices for them. First one is, you know, that the only aspect that is consistent about the military life is yung, kumbaga yung nag-iisang permanente lang sa military life is yung relationship natin with our spouses, with our service members. So my first tip is, it's very important to maintain a very open, consistent, and honest communication with each other. You have already mentioned this a while ago that this worked really well for you, and I think this will also really work well with others kasi it worked well with us. Medyo ang culture kasi natin sa Pilipinas, very passive-aggressive. So I had to like somehow tweak that and work on that kasi yung husband ko naman, very straightforward. Mm-hmm. So siya din, he had to tweak on it na you have to say it. You have to still be straightforward pero somehow in a way that hindi siya mamimisinterpret, mm-hmm. na you would still remind that person that even though you're upset, you still love them.
Yes.
So it's very important talaga yung communication, especially for multicultural marriages. Kasi kayo ni Sir Gary, pareho kayong Filipino. Although he still am, pero syempre he has a, you know, he has an idea on what the Filipino culture is like. But with us, it's very different. I have to explain to him that, you know, in our culture, when you do this, this is how it is perceived. When you do this, this is how I will think about it. So it's very important to always be open and clarify. Sa akin, sobrang palagi kami nagka-clarify with each other. Mm-hmm. So, yun, yung relationship siguro, kailangan nyo siyang in-nurture talaga. You will have to keep the fire burning, make time for each other, even though you still have children, and yun yung promise namin sa isa't isa, even though mga anak na ako, and we will have kids in the future, we would have time for each other, even if it's just a monthly date, a monthly thing, na kami lang dalawa, walang iba, no distractions, no phones, no TVs or something. It's even if it's just as simple as eating dinner together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exchanging stories. Oh, how was your day?
It doesn't matter kung nasan kayo eh. It matters kung kanino ka talaga committed. So, yun yung first tip ko. Just always try to nurture your relationship. Keep it strong. Talk to each other. Spice it up. Kasi ngayon ko lang na-realize na pag married ka pala, hindi pwedeng paulit-ulit. Kailangan medyo may i-parent kayong ibang gagawin na. Alam mo na, spice up the relationship. Siguro second and last advice for those who will be listening now or watching to this episode, make sure you have your own thing going on for you. Kasi like what Mami Ridge mentioned a while ago, that there will come a time that our spouses might not be always around. So we should not let the military life define our lives too. So make sure you have your own thing going on for you. Continue your hobbies, your passion projects. Kung katulad namin kayo na may opportunity kami to build a career, do it. Make sure you get your much-deserved self-care from time to time kapag kayong sobrang madaming nangyayari sa life nyo. Kasi we cannot pour from an empty cup. We have to make sure that we are also, yung love tank natin is at least half full. Sabi nga
nila. Yes.
If you do not love yourself, it will be very hard for you to give out love. Hindi lang sa partner mo, pero sa mga anak nyo, sa mga kamag-anak, kaibigan, to others, and syempre to the whole world who may need you and your gifts. So kailangan meron kang sariling, may sarili kang eksena, ganun. Hindi ka papakabog sa asawa mo.
Totoo, huwag magpapakabog. Kung meron siyang sarili niyang kortina, meron ka rin dapat.
True.
I thank you naman dyan sa napakagandang advice na yan. Sobrang malaman talaga siya at marami talagang makukuha ako. Marami akong mapipick dyan. Okay, so siguro my last question, Krish, for you would be, what is next for Mrs. Krish Richards?
I think what's next for me is, of course, I'm very much looking forward to be promoted from being a military spouse to being a military mama soon. Kasi it's also, my pregnancy has been a very, very big part of, you know, my moving here in the United States and all that stuff. Aside from that, on the professional side, I have ramped up yung freelancing journey ko sa podcasting industry by opening my doors to new opportunities. Kasi nagsasart na ako mag-adjust sa buhay dito, sa time zone. Mm-hmm. Medyo naayos ko na rin yung time management. So, I'm preparing hopefully in the future to get more compatible clients. Yun yung next for me. Talagang gusto kong aside from giving birth to our precious little one, I also wanted to really like ramp up yung podcasting journey ko. Not as a podcaster pa ha, kasi syempre paghahandaan natin yun.
Yes.
So, as ano muna, as a podcast manager or service provider?
Ako ang na-excite for you. Kasi nga, that is the route that we both, like Christian and I, wanted to really take. Kaya kami nagkakilala. It's because mm-hmm. of the interest of doing podcast management or mm-hmm. being a service provider. Naaaliw ako sa'yo, Krish, kasi ang daming ganap sa buhay mo. Maraming magiging new milestones talaga of you being a military spouse and very, very soon, a military mom na din. May bonus question pala ako sa'yo. And ngayon ko lang to naisip. Kung sakasakali ba, pagka lumaki ang iyong chikiting at magiging ilang chikiting pa, will you be encouraging your children to join the military?
Not really encourage them, but I would not stop them. Kasi I'm more of on the side na whatever they want to do. That's also why I'm working, like, you know, I'm working hard in building my portfolio, getting up, you know, my own career aside from outside of my husband's career, getting my own income. Kasi gusto ko silang i-empower and gusto ko silang i-assure yung future kids namin na kung ano man yung gusto nilang i-pursue, whether it will be in the military side or it will be on the private side or they will have to work for the government, I want to assure them that we got their back. So kung ano man yung magiging gusto nilang tahakin na landas, kung gusto nilang bumalik ng Pilipinas, kung gusto mm-hmm. nilang magstay dito sa Amerika, I would not stop them. So kung anong gusto mo, kung anong gusto mo anak, sige, kung kaya, kung afford ni mami at ni daddy, push.
Napakasarap pakinggan ng ganyan. Kasi ganyan din akong klaseng ina. And kumbaga, I'm very, very excited for your mom journey because I know you will be a very good hands-on mother, a loving mm-hmm. one. I'm just very excited for you and for Jordan. Maraming salamat sa iyong time. Feeling ko naman na natanong ko na yung lahat ng mga importanteng gustong malaman din. Hindi lang ako, gusto ko rin malaman din ng ating mga listeners, mm-hmm. ng mga troopers. Thank you so much for making time for this episode, Krish.
Thank you din, Mami Reg. I'm very grateful that you allowed me to have a safe space to share our story in your podcast. And again, I'm just one of the many military spouses who have been through more, probably more than your experience, more than my experience. I hope our episode today, what we have discussed, yung mga na-share mo, mga na-share ko din, will help them get through sa journey. One PCS at a time.
Yes, one PCS at a time. That is so true. I'm sure whoever listens to this episode, and I'm really hoping a lot of military spouses will do, and they'll get a lot of lessons from this episode. Your story will definitely inspire a lot. Thank you, Krish. And to our troopers, have a good day wherever you are and stay safe. Always remember, choose to be kind.
Afterthought on the Military Family is a proud member of the Rumble Royale Podcast Network. Thanks for listening. If you are new here and enjoyed this episode, please follow the podcast by tapping the bell to be notified of new episodes. This helps military families who want to live their best lives find the show. And if you would like to share your story, please connect with us through our Facebook page, Mommy Reg, and we would love for you to be part of the show. Remember, you are not alone. Until next time.